Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for coming tonight as we prepare our hearts and we look forward to the return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I believe it's closer than what most people would believe. I really do. Amen. Good to see Brother Terrence back tonight. Amen. We have missed you and your family, and we just thank God for seeing you here tonight. Listen, I want to make this announcement. I had a letter on my desk. I think Miss Kathy may have put it on there. But it's good news. It's good news. Dear Reverend Bledsoe, the Tennessee Baptist Foundation is pleased to inform you that the Foundation's Scholarship Committee has awarded a scholarship to Brian Dodge for the 2014-2015 academic year. So we praise God for that tonight. Amen. I really can't think of a person that was more deserving and more appreciative than Brother Brian. So I don't know if he knows it yet, but he's not here, is he? No, no. No, that's his brother, Dawson. Yeah. Amen, amen. God bless you. Listen. Again, thank you for coming tonight. I don't want to trouble you very, very long, so I want you to grab your Bibles and turn back with me to our text this morning. Do anybody remember what it was? Amen. Joshua chapter 6. I want to look at two verses tonight. Joshua chapter 6. I want to read verse 2, and then I want to read verse 5. And I want to warn you before we do it that this is going to be one of those scattered messages. We're just going to be all over the place. Amen. But I believe there's a word here for us from the Lord. Joshua chapter 6, verse number 2 reads, "And the Lord said unto Joshua, See, I have given into your hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor." Now I want you to go back, and if you don't mind marking in your Bibles, I want you to underline this promise. I have given into your hand. That's a promise. Now look down at verse number 5. Again, the Lord is speaking to Joshua. "And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout." Now catch the promise. "And the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him." Let's pray tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this great crowd who have come to worship you and to hear word from you tonight. Now, Lord, I pray that you would let me decrease and you increase and speak to us in such a way tonight that all of us will be able to understand it and live it out in our daily lives. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. 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 Listen, just like the people in the days of Joshua who faced their Jerichos, you and I will face some Jerichos in our life. We will face some opposition, and we will have to deal with some obstacles that try to hinder us and keep us from laying hold on the blessings that God intends for us. Now, folks, I want to tell you something. Listen, it is really important that you view obstacles in the right way. You see, obstacles are not sent to us, or they're not there to signify a dead end, but rather they're there to show us that God has created an opportunity to demonstrate and to show himself strong in our lives. Jericho was there, and the walls were there, because God was going to use that situation to show Israel that he's bigger than any problem that they'll face, that he's able to overcome any obstacles that may be in their path, that he is the one who is able to give us the victory no matter what we face in life. When we come to Joshua chapter 6, before the battle was fought, before the enemies was even approached, God promised Joshua victory. That same God that promised Joshua victory before the battle was fought is the same God who promises you and I that whatever we face in life, we can have assured victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And so tonight, just a real simple message, but it's scattered everywhere. I want to talk to you about God's promises to his warriors. Because God makes some awesome promises to us. Some promises, listen, for those of us who are engaged in the battle, for those of us who are soldiers in God's army, God makes some incredible, astounding promises to you and I that we need to get a hold to while we fight this battle and while we wait on the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you're ready tonight, I want to give you six of them. They're scattered everywhere. But I hope you'll work with me tonight, because I believe, listen, that what God says to us in these promises are things that we can use in the days to come. Here's the first promise. There are many of them. I mean, the Bible is full of them. But here's the first one that the Lord showed me this evening. Number one, we have the promise that God is with us from start to finish. Oh, my God, what a promise. We have the promise that Almighty, Sovereign Creator of the universe is with us from start to finish. Amen. Now, I want you to turn with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 7. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Wrong chapter. I'm sorry, wrong chapter. Go to Isaiah 41. Go to Isaiah 41. Look at Isaiah 41. Let's begin reading in verse number 9. We have the promise. Listen, we have the promise that God will be with us from start to finish. Isaiah chapter 41, begin reading in verse 9. Thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called from the chief men thereof and said unto you, you are my servant. I have chosen you and not cast you away. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. And I will help you. Yes, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against you shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with you shall perish. You shall seek them and shall not find them, even them that contend with you. They that war against you shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord, the God, thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto you, fear not, I will help you. Fear not, thy one Jacob, and you men of Israel, I will help you, said the Lord, and thy redeemer, or thy redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make a new sharpened threshing instrument, having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small, and shall make the hills as chaff. Look down with me to verse 17. When the poor and the needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. Folks, I just want you to see this right here. God promises you and me, listen, that when we come up against our Jerichos, and when we come to those obstacles and those oppositions in life, he promised to be with us from start to finish. Well, that's good news. The reason why Joshua could come to Jericho walls in spite of how big they were and in spite of how fortified the city was, and know without a doubt, listen, that these walls are coming down and whatever is on the inside will have to humble itself before us because of the God that was with him. Now, next week, you're going to probably face some Jerichos. You need to face them knowing that the same God that was with Joshua and with Israel, he's with you. Amen. That's the promise that you have from the Lord. Here's the second promise that we get. We have the promise that nothing, and I mean nothing, that the enemy will bring against us is going to work. We have the promise, listen to me. We have the promise that all of the lies, all of the cheating, all of the scheming, all of the manipulating, all of the things that he tried to bring against us, none of it at the end of the day is going to work. It's not going to work. Go with me tonight to Isaiah chapter 54. I wanted to go over these verses tonight because a lot of times we hear them, but we don't know where to find them. So here's your opportunity to write it down. Isaiah 54, verse 17. Listen what Isaiah says. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, said the Lord. I like that verse. I tell you, I like that because listen, I think about sometimes how the church get attacked. Can I just tell you something? That not everybody that comes to Solid Rock and leaves Solid Rock likes Solid Rock. Amen. That there are some that come and they visit and they go out and they say, oh, what a loving and a kind people, and all the worship is so good, and they just pile on the honey in the butter. But there are some that come in and go out and they say, I wouldn't give you a nickel for all of them people. Roll up together. Amen. Some that try to condemn us. There are some that try to belittle us. There are some that think we're not worth the salt that go in our bread. But the good news is that the Lord says to his servants that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rise up against you in judgment, he said, I'm going to shut it up. Number one, we have the promise that he'll be with us. Number two, we have the promise that nothing that the enemy will do will work. Amen. Nothing that the enemy will do will work. That's why, listen, I've learned how not to try to defend myself. Amen. I've learned that I don't have to try to fight back when somebody fights me. If I belong to God and I will just trust and obey God and surrender under the lordship of God, God said, I will fight your battles for you. In fact, I make the folks that don't like you be good to you. Amen. This making sense tonight? Amen. First promise, he'll be with us. Second promise, no weapon formed against us is going to prosper. Listen to me. Stop spending so much time worried about what the devil is trying to do and start spending more time praising God for what he promised to do. Amen. 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 I've learned, listen, God is my witness. In the past 4 or 5 years, I've learned that I don't have to try to defend my ministry. I've learned that I don't have to try to justify my ministry. Listen, if I'm working for the Lord, my works will speak for itself. I don't run nobody away from Solid Rock, but I don't beg nobody to come either. Amen. I understand, listen to me, I understand that not everybody, listen, not everybody's going to like you, honey. Amen. Amen. Absolutely. I was standing back there at the door one afternoon, I had preached my heart out. I thought I had preached one of the best messages that I had ever preached in all my life. And there was a lady, I'm telling you, I believe I seen a demon in her eyes. I'm telling you the truth. And I don't say that lightly. I know that's serious business. But buddy, she like to broke her neck trying to get around me. So she didn't have to speak. So she didn't have to shake hands. I'm telling you, I don't think she would have spit on me if I was on fire. Amen. That's what I said. I said, Lord, help her. Listen, I ain't the one got the problem. She's the one got the problem. Amen. Can I tell you something tonight? Are you braced? Now to sit down. Not everybody agrees with an all-white church calling a black pastor the pastor. Amen. You know what I have to tell them? Live with it. God is doing a new thing. And either you get with the program or you get left behind. No weapon formed is going to prosper. Listen, let me tell you something. And I know I got to move off here, but let me tell you something. Listen, when you do what God tells you to do, the way God tells you to do it, listen, some are water, some are plant, but God will always give an increase. Number one, he promised that I'm going to be with you. Number two, he promised, listen, that you don't have to try to defend yourself. I'll be your defense. No weapon formed against you is going to prosper. Here's the third thing. He promised that his power will be available for us in the day of battle. Now listen, Miss Brenda, there are going to be some battles, honey. Listen, there are going to be some battles. There are going to be some Jerichos. There are going to be some things that try to stop our ministry. There are going to be some people that try to stop our church. There are going to be some folks that come against us. You can rest assured that the devil is plotting right now how he's going to stop the progress. We don't have to fight. Now, listen to me. Get this. We do not have to fight from physical or fleshly power. That's what he wants you to do. He wants you to get in the flesh. He wants you to fight him knuckle for knuckle. Insult for insult. God promised us, listen to me, that when we come to the day of battle, he said, my power will be available to you. The reason why, let me tell you something, the reason why some of us are not experiencing the victory that we ought to be experiencing is because we're fighting with the wrong power. We fighting out of flesh. We fighting out of self. When we need to be fighting out the power of God. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. One verse. It's going to be a quick message tonight. Look at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Listen to what the Apostle Paul said. He said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And notice what Paul said. Paul said, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. What Paul is saying to us is that, listen, when we come to the day of battle, which is every single day of our lives in one way or another, we do not have to depend upon human ability and human strength. There's a power, listen to me, there is power on the inside of us that we need to learn to tap into. Paul said, be strong in the power. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Go with me to 2 Timothy. Turn to 2 Timothy. Because Paul says it to Timothy in a little different way. Look in 2 Timothy chapter number 2. This making sense tonight? Second Timothy chapter 2, verse number 1. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Now, Paul really says the same thing in a different way. He says to Timothy, be strong in the grace of the Lord Jesus. Paul said, listen, make sure you always, listen to me, you are always dealing with every problem and every circumstance and every opposition and every obstacle according to the grace that's found in Jesus Christ. Let me tell you some things about grace. Number one, it's abundant. Amen. Amen. Number two, it can reach places that you could never reach. Amen. Grace, listen, grace enables us to be more by the power of God than we could ever be in our own strength. So Paul says to Timothy, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Third thing that Paul tells us, or third promise that God gives us, is we have the promise that his power will be available in the day of battle. His power will be available in the day of battle. Here's the fourth thing. We have a promise that what he has given us will work. We have the promise that what he has given us, the tools, the instruments, the weapons that he has given us will work. Folks, I want to tell you something. Listen to me. Prayer works. Amen. Fellowship works. Worship works. Praise works. The word of God in the lips of a man or a woman of God who believe God, it works. Wherever the word is, wherever there is prayer is, I'm telling you, those are powerful, powerful instruments, powerful weapons. Go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Second Corinthians chapter 10. And we got to believe that these things will work. We got to believe, listen, that these things will change the atmosphere. That these things have a profound effect on spiritual enemies that, listen, invade our lives. They come in our homes. They come on our jobs. They try to inhabit our communities. Listen, they even try to influence us. Listen to what Paul says. This is what Paul says. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Now listen, here's what Paul's teaching us. He said, listen, though we have to live in this fleshly body, when it comes to spiritual battles, when it comes to dealing with the problems of life, when it comes to dealing with the forces of darkness that often come against us, he said, we do not fight or we do not battle according to the flesh. Verse number 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. That is, they're not fleshly. They're not worldly. But mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing it into captivity. Or let me go back. And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Oh, that's good stuff right there. I'm telling you, that's powerful stuff. Because what the Apostle Paul, is teaching us is that the way you gain victory over the spiritual forces that come against you is not through fleshly power, it's not through fleshly wisdom, but it's by the things of the Lord. Notice some things he says here. Listen, go back with me to verse 4. He said, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." Need to underline strongholds. Strongholds represent that thing in your life, listen, that's got a hold on you. Amen. That thing that keeps holding you down and keeps dragging you down. He said, but they're mighty to the pulling down of strongholds, fortresses that the devil has tried to build up in your life. You know the devil tried to build some stuff in your life? He will try to build some things in your life, some bad ideas, some wrong self-images. He says, mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. Then watch what he says. Listen, casting down. That is pulling down every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Paul said, listen, through the weapons that we have, they work. He said, they are able to bring down strongholds, and they're able to cast down imaginations, spiritual things that has established itself. He said, through the weapons that we have, we can pull them down. First thing, he promised to be with us. Secondly, he promised that no weapon formed against us is going to prosper. He promised that we'll have power for the day of battle. He promised, listen, that what he has given us will work. Here's number 5. We have the promise that in Christ Jesus, we win every time against everything. In Christ Jesus, we win every time against everything. Now, what I'm about to say to you, I say to myself, there is nothing in your life tonight, whether it is a habit, whether it is a problem, whether it's a situation, listen, whether it is a sickness, I don't care what it is, there is nothing in your life tonight that you cannot have victory over through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's the promise to the warriors of the Lord. You can have victory. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Second Corinthians chapter 2, one verse. Look at verse 14. This all right tonight, y'all?
Amen.
One verse. Look at verse 14. Paul says, "Now thanks be unto God, which always," underline that, "always causes us to triumph in Christ and make it manifest the Savior of his knowledge by us in every place." I like that first part. Paul said, listen, he said he always causes us to triumph. He always gives us the victory. When we're willing to trust and obey him, when we're willing to follow his instructions and work out of through his power, he said, God will always cause us to triumph in Christ Jesus. I'm glad about that. I'm thankful for that. Here's the final point tonight. This is one I love perhaps more than any of the rest of them. I like them all, but I love this one. The final promise is that there will come a day when the fighting will be over. There will come a day when the fighting will be over. For people like Miss Dot and Brother John and Miss Helen, who's been on this battlefield a long time. They fought a lot of battles. They've seen a lot of ups and downs. I'm sure there have been times when they had tears in their eyes and they wondered, how is this thing going to turn out? I'm telling you this morning, or tonight rather, listen, it is a joy to know that one of these days, I'm going to fight my last battle. I'm going to deal with my last demon. My last problem is going to come. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Joshua knew. He knew that there would come a day when his war would be over and he would be able to go home and enjoy the sweet, uncut, uninterrupted fellowship of God. He knew that. He knew that. There are a lot of verses we could look at, but I want to look at just one. Turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 4. And we'll be finished for tonight. The Apostle Paul was a warrior. He wasn't a wimp. He wasn't a whiner. He wasn't a quitter. He was a warrior. And he fought when the Lord saved him on the Damascus Road. He fought with every fiber of his being until the Lord called him home. Indeed, these are the last recorded words that we know of by the Apostle Paul. He's writing to Timothy, and he's writing from a dungeon. He's not writing from Taj Mahal. He's not writing from a Holiday Inn. He's writing from a dungeon. He's been beaten. He's been in prison. Surely he's wet and cold, and knowing the dungeons of those days, listen, it was dark and it was lonely. Yet Paul writes these words. The whole thing is good. But look with me in verse number 6. He said, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. And henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all of them also that love his appearing." Paul says, over. It's over. It's over. And listen to me. And I'm through. Listen. I want you and I to come to the end of our road, the end of our days, the end of our battling, and be able to say with the Apostle Paul, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I've kept the faith." The promise to God's warriors is that one day the fighting will be over. And we'll be able to go home to be with the Lord. Jesus told the disciples in John chapter 14, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I wouldn't have told you. And I go," listen to this right here, "I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place, I will surely come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." I think the joy of every soldier is knowing that one day the fighting will be over. That's God's promise to us. There are many others, but those are some that we can hang our hats on tonight. We can rest on. And what I love about God, whatever he's promised, he's faithful, committed, dedicated to make it happen. You stand with me tonight.